Simen Tzadikhes Seif Gimel. Bamed Devarim Amurim. When did we say the din of Sif Beis, which is that Mido Raisa, if you have a knowledge that Isser fell into twice as much of Heter, so for sure it's Batal Mido Raisa. Your only question is, do you have the Shishim of the Min Kosher against the Min Non Kosher? And that we say, Safik Drabbanan Lekula, that's only in the case of Nishbach, when the original mixture spilled out. So A, we don't know whether the Keli became Treif, and B, if there's any remainder in the pot, we don't know what the ratio is, because we don't know what the original volume of the Heter was in the pot. Avol Isser Shenisar Beheter, but if you have a food that is prohibited falling into a food that's permitted, hulafaneinu, and the mixture is in front of us, the efshar lamod al shiuro, and it's impossible to ascertain. At least the person who has the shaila finds it impossible to ascertain the ratio of iser to heter to see if it's 1 in 60. Afal pishehu meiser mishal divrayim, even though it's an iser midrabanan, in other words, even though it's, even in the case where it's an Issa Daraisa, and it's Min Bemino, and the Shishim is only Drabanan, we won't go Lakula in such a case. But even if the original Issa is only Issa Drabanan, and there's a question of Shishim, still it's Asur. The Shach brings from the Mordechai, the B'mokom Shetoli B'chasar Nidia, when a Safek is created by a ignorance, so to speak, a lack of knowledge, yesh lahachmir b'makom, one is should be machmir in a place that's efshar lasis takana lots mesafik, where you can make a takana to go out of the safik. V'afagavdun rabbanan, even if this is rabbanan, because we're talking about a case which is midaraisa batal chad betray. That is the language of the Taz. I made a mistake. The Shach says that since it's a Suffolk, Atoli B'chazar Nyadiya, the Suffolk is created through the ignorance of the person who has the Shaila. Loi Mikri Suffolk. It's not called a Suffolk to which we can apply the din of Suffolk de Rabbanu Lekula. The Das Shaitim Huzet comes out of ignorance. Mash Enkim Bereisha, as opposed to in Sif Beis, the Bo HaSafik Mikoyach Shenishbach. It comes out of the fact that the elements of the Safik are no longer here. That's why you can be Mekel. Brings the Shach from the Ran. The reason is Mishum to do a Dover Sheyevshar Lamud Olav, something that cannot be ascertained. Iaslin and Lakula. If you automatically go Lakula, you call a certain Besafek. Every Isser will become a Safek, and everyone will say, "I can't ascertain." Call Echad Yishar B'Mashenir Beinav. It'll become very subjective. Everyone will say, "Oh, Bittel. I think it appears to me it's batal." And therefore, the Shir Shishim will become batal. And the Chachamim try to equalize their approaches. And therefore, everything has to be B'Shishim when we have the mixture in front of us. Nishbach, which happens infrequently, Kai Gavna is leading Lakula. In such a case, we go can go Lakula. What's another case, a more common case, where we can't ascertain what the facts of the case are? That's brought down in the Pesach Tshuva. The Pesach Tshuva says that if the person that knows the facts of the case is an Ovid Kechavim, he brings from the Prima Godim, that's also something that's E.F. Shalavar, it's impossible to ascertain. Because since the Goy has no Nemanus, And the only reason the Shach said earlier a goy would have nemanus is according to the Shulchan Aruch, but according to the Rambam, the goy has no nemanus, and that's how we paskin. So therefore, the goy would not be able to be believed in verifying what the facts of the suffek are. Seif Dalet. We'll do the first half on this recording, and then the second half of Seif Dalet on the next recording. Iser shen is batel ima heter. If iser comes cooked in heter, afilu makiroi v'hu shalem, you spot the piece of, let's say, chalev in the mixture, and it's whole v'zarkai, and you throw it out, you still need tzarech shishim kenegat kol iser. You need 60 times the amount of iser. Let's say the iser was 2 ounces, you would need 120 ounces of heter meat to mevatel the iser meat. If it was the same kind of meat, it would be midrabanan, because min b'min would be batel midaraisa in 1 and 2. And if it was different kind of meat, then the shishim would be midaraisa. Why? Why don't we say that since you threw out the piece of meat, the 2 ounces of meat, it's impossible that 2 ounces of meat is now in the mixture. Even if a little of the tam went out, you see the meat is still constituted. It's shaling. So the whole 2 ounces could not have gone into the heter. But we say, we don't know how much actually came out of the 2 ounce piece. Lefichach, therefore, hamavasho b'kidei res iser shibas yoma. If you're cooking in a pot that had cooked chalev on the same day, oitokev kavshel iser, or you have a fork that was in the pot when it was cooking iser, and then you stick that fork into hot heter. Tzorech samach keneged kol akadeira ukeneged kol mashatochav meach kaf. You need 60 against the whole kadeira, because we assume the iser chalev that was in the walls of the kadeira came out. Or when we're talking about the fork being put into the iser, we say everything that was emerged or submerged into the iser, it all becomes aser. Why? She'ein anu yodim. Similarly, we don't know kama balei, how much of the full measure of tam gets soaked up into either the piece of heter through the kederes iser, or into the kaf of iser, how much of the kaf shel iser gives out into the kederes shel heter. Says the Shulchan Aruch weiter, ben shehem shel cheres oyeis or matches. It's irrelevant what the pot or what the kaf is, what material it's made of. Says the Rama, this halacha is only bavad. It only pertains in the case shabola derisichas esh, that the bliya coming out of the pot into the heter, or going into the fork, I'm sorry, from the spoon, from the iser. That's only when it was done through esh, either through a boiling hot pot or in a hot oven. Shaz habliya leches b'chol hakli. Then the bliya goes into the whole kli. And therefore, we assume that the whole wall of the kli is subsumed with tam iser. Let's say you have cold meat and you stick a spoon or a fork into the meat. So it's only hot because the surface was salted, and we say Maliach Reseach. Then we assume that the tam only went in Kedei Klipa. Ein Tzarech L'Shar Ra Kedei Klipa. We only assume that the outer layer imbibed the taste of non-kosher. We will continue this, the discussion of this halacha, plus the second half of Sif Dalet in our next session.